here in Stevenage, you've got the local council, Stevenage Borough Council, putting money in to have a place where businesses can come and start up, get support, 80 businesses thriving, incubators giving new chances to new businesses. That is what a growth strategy is really all about. And it's Labour in Stevenage which is showing the Chancellor in Westminster how to do it. What they like is not just being isolated on their own when they're starting, but being part of a place where there's other people they can talk to, can work together, expert advice on marketing and accounts and all those kind of things. But also, you know, the initial rent is not something which is too difficult to bear. You know, it's not like a two-year contract. You pay month by month. So people can come and take a risk and have a go. And that's the key to business and wealth creation. People have got to be supported to take that first plunge and to take the risk. And the fact is here, the success rates are very high. It shows what can happen if government backs business. I would have an immediate cut in VAT. I would cut national insurance for all small businesses taking on new employees. I think I would cut VAT to 5% on repairs and maintenance to help construction. Those are things which would give the economy a boost and get things moving. It's the only way to get the deficit down. But you've also got to plan for the long term. And that also means making sure that you've got places like this supporting the new businesses of the future, that you're expanding your investment in infrastructure, in innovation. Also, you're getting government out of the way where it doesn't help and can sometimes be an obstruction. So it's not always about more government, sometimes it's less government, but it's an intelligent discussion between business and government to say, what can we do together to create the jobs and create the wealth? That's a growth plan. I keep asking George Osborne whether he'd like to have a debate on the TV or the radio, and he doesn't want to. If he'll come to Stevenage with me, we could have a walk around here and talk about what can be done. But I'm afraid ideologically, I think he's one of those conservatives who thinks if government stops doing things, that's what works. But actually, sometimes you need partnership between government and business to really expand, whether that's the skills or the transport or this kind of startup place for small businesses. So maybe he could come and see here that if he was a little less ideological and a little bit more forward thinking, then we could do things together which would create wealth, jobs and investment for our country.